You have a lovely home. Don't worry, I'm not bothered by a little mess. I know you weren't expecting company. Please, don't trouble yourself. I'm just glad that we have this chance to get better acquainted. Without all that commotion of a bar. You looked a bit out of your comfort zone there. To be honest, you don't really seem the type. Not just the way you dress, but your body language. It's very apprehensive. I can tell that bringing home a stranger makes you nervous. Don't worry, I won't bite. Unless you want me to. There's no reason to be embarrassed. We all have needs to fill. But the night is young. Why don't you pour yourself a nice glass of wine and get a little more comfortable? I can wait. Oh, don't mind me. I was just perusing your bookshelves. It's a very nice collection. Finding a well-read woman is a rare treat these days. I noticed this one among your titles. Vampire fiction, right? It's become a popular genre. We've come a long way from Anne Rice, and an even longer way from Bram Stoker. It's not surprising. It's only natural for humans to be enthralled by the supernatural. It's instinct. Most call it the call of the void. It's as if you're on the top of the Eiffel Tower. And instead of marveling at the view, your first thought is that you could just jump right now. Or see an oncoming train barreling down the tracks ahead of you, knowing that you could take one small step into oblivion. Your fear of death is matched only by your fascination with it. It's enticing, even arousing. It drives you to take risks, like inviting a stranger into your home, placing yourself at my mercy without knowing what I want or what I'm capable of, at least not consciously. But on a primal level, you already know that my skin is just a few degrees too cold, that I don't draw breath or have a pulse. You can sense that my existence is unnatural. It's why your heartbeat quickens with every step I take towards you. Your body's flight or fight response has already begun. So, my dear, I'm going to offer you a decision. I will walk through the next door that you open. You can choose the front door, and I'll leave. Here and now. You will never see me again. Or, you can choose the bedroom door. Surrender to the void. Give yourself to me fully, and experience all the pleasures of the flesh. You're on the precipice, little human. Do you have the courage? to take that final step. Very good. First, remove your clothes for me. Slowly. That's it. Very nice. Now lie down on the bed and spread your legs for me. No need to hesitate. I have keen senses. I already know that your monthly flow has come. It's one of the reasons I approached you. To taste a woman in such a way is a rare pleasure. At her most vulnerable, during her most sensitive time. I've been told it's a very intense experience. Lie back for me, and I'll show you. Has already brought me fully erect. But I'll savor every last drop of your luscious nectar first. Shall I give you more than just my tongue? I'll enter you with my fingers as well. There. That's right. Just relax and enjoy it. Let me reach deep inside while I lavish you with my mouth. Just yet. I have other plans. I'm going to fill your aching sacs with my cock. Then I'll open a vein in your lovely neck with my fangs. I'm going to feed on you while you reach your climax. Blood is the sweetest and richest right after orgasm. Nothing else can compare. The bite is painful, yes, but the sensation of being drained is incredible. The ultimate act of submission. the surrender of your very life to me. I don't intend to kill you, but I will gladly drink my fill. So prepare yourself. Oh, buried to the hilts. Feels better than my hand, right? So warm and tight inside. You're getting close. I can feel it already. Bare your neck to me. Give me what is mine to take. That's it. Oh, good girl. Surrender to me. Come for me. Incredible. Every taste, every sound, every touch. You've satisfied me in so many ways tonight. Here, this will stop the bleeding. Just a drop is all it takes. Now try and get some rest. The weakness will pass soon enough. And the next time you feel the need to lose yourself, you know where to find me.